Talmudim, the pasuk says, "Im mefei miknosoi, ha'shaloi mister achuzosoi." I mean, means a sada shein a sada achuza, a field that's not going to be at all a ste achuza. You don't yashta from your father. But Yotze Sazura goes out this field of here, she ste achuza. Lamaisa, before you were maktashik, your father died, so you yashin it already. Now, this is the words of Rav Meir. But even the Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, but Yehuda and Shimon, the first ones, dash to know, even though the son was marked the ship before the father died. So at the time of the Hegdish, it was only a stay nikna. And then the father dies, so steachuza, it's called the steachuza. And you could redeem it with 50 shkolim. My time, what's the reason of Rav Shimon? Because of the pasuk itself, krola k'davi meya. How does Rav Shimon know to go so far? Maybe it's something like the mayor says, the case where the father died before the son was makdashit. But maybe if he makdashit first, you wouldn't say it. Who grew the yosa? El alav, isn't it? Mishum, the yosa boss a pigeon. It's a swerve. Shimon says, you go boss a pigeon. Or as he learns that from the pasuk, you go boss a pigeon. Meaning to say that even though the shafi of makdashit was a stay mikna, but since now the time when you're being played with, your father died of it, it's called a stay achuza. So you see, according to Shimon, you go boss a shas pigeon. So it's a kasha of the Brisa before was a say if you marked it separately. First the trees and then the karka. When you played, you have to play it separately. Why? Go boss the shas pidden. At that time you already were marked both. So you should be able to play the both the trees and the fields with the special price of 50 shkolim. So my answer is Omarav Nachum by Yitzchak. I'll tell you like this, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Kroa Ashka Chuvadorish. The pshat is not that they hold in slowly, go boss the pidden. No. You don't go boss the pigeon, you go boss the shaft when you're makdashit. So for the price before, since you're makdash each one separately, you have to be paid each one separately. Aye, how come Oviri says differently? Oviri dashed as the posik. In Ken, because if the posik only meant for the mayor's Jerusalem, lichta rachmone im esatein mekadosai. Asheloi achuzos, it's not a stay achuza. My mistay, what's that word, mistay? Is sadishen ruyuli a stay achuza. That's a Joshua Mashma. When do we say you can't be paid with 50? That's only a stay mikna that's not fit at all to become a stay achuza. I mean, it's not your father's property. Only if you bought the field of somebody else. But here, Shimon Eld, where you bought the field off your father, even though you were makdashit first before your father died, still, Lamaisa, at the time when you were makdashit, it was fit for this field to be a stay mikna, a stay achuza for you. Like it's possible your father could die and you die and you would yashin it. The kids are here, Shimon Eld, especially because they're successive. That's why here there's luck of a stay achuza. There could be a law where Shimon does not go boss of Bishas Pidyon. So if the Bryce before comes out good according to Shimon, that the ratio of it is Rabbi Shimon Shita that you mark the Shabbayin raw. That's why you could be played to the trees and the karka with Chemishim Shkolim. But in the Sefer, when you mark the shit separately, there you have to be played each one separately. Anymore says, Omira Papa, Higdish Tarshin, let's say somebody is Makdish, a field, a stony field that you can't plant there. It's hard, rocky. So, Poitim Bishavayin, when you want to redeem it off Higdish, you don't have the cool of 50 shkolim, you have to pay the price. My time was the reason, because the Pasuk says, Bei Zeram Rachmana, Vani Lab Bnei's Rininu, this stony conquer you can't plant there. So, it doesn't have the cool of redeeming it with 50 shkolim. What's going to be Loi Golan? Let's say you did not redeem it from Hegdish before Yovel. So Locher is Yotzin B'Yovel. A girl has Locher, regular Locher, Steachuza. But Locher is when you Makdish, you Steachuza. If you don't redeem it back before Yovel, so by Yovel it goes out to the Kohen and they have the right to keep it. So my time, what's the reason? I'm the Chur, this Soda Tarshin is not a state Zera. The answer is Soda Machmona Kodu. And this is the field. The get it's a loch of Yovel, Torah just says a soda. So then it's called a soda, that if you don't pay to it, it goes back to Kahanim. Rashi says, soda lachmono, for all you are soda, it says to be Yovel. So I said, this is a soda, if it goes out by Yovel. Now, mocha, what's going to be mocha tash? Let's say somebody sold a field, a stony Iraqi field, you can't plant on it. So loch is nikolam apokos mishteshonim. You have a right to redeem it, to buy it back, even less than 2 years. Even by regular karka, if you sell your karka to your friend, the pasuk says you don't have a right to buy it back from him, even by force, unless you wait 2 years, like Rashi says. You see, the pasuk says, the Nispar Shtei Tfuas, you have to wait 2 years. But over here, since he sold him a field that's not fit to have Tfuah, you could buy it back in less than 2 years. My time was the reason the Gemara says. The Pasuk says, Nispar Shnei Tfuas on Rachmona. When do you have to wait 2 years? Only a field that gives off produce. But this rocky, stony field doesn't give off produce, you'll have to wait 2 years. What's going to be the Lei Golem? Let's say you did not redeem it. The Lacha is Chazer for Bayim B'Yevim. Still, it comes back to you, B'Yevim. This is a case where you were, you sold it to somebody else. You're right. So it goes back to Bayim B'Yevim. My time was the reason. V'Shev L'Achuzosam Rachmona. V'Ainam L'Achuzi. L'Maisa Tadim Yev'Yevim. It goes back to the original owner. So since you have this Yashin from your father, even though you sold it, that halacha comes back to you by Yovel. Now, what's going to be Hegdish Ilonis? Let's say you will makdish trees. Halacha is Toidir B'Shaveim. If you only makdish the tree, so you have to be, if you want to be Toidir it, you have to go according to its value. My Taina, Bezerim Rachman, if Lo Ilonis, the Torah only says that Bezerim is a field that you can plant on, and not trees. Trees don't have the cooler 50 shkolim. What's going to be Loi Gol, unless you do not redeem them back? So, Ein Yotzim Lekanim B'Yovel. The Kanim do not get it by Yovel. It doesn't go to the Kanim. Why? Because the Pasuk says, V'hoya ha-sodom rachmona, V'loi Yilonis. That thing of your mantish is fair chuzo. And if you don't redeem it back, go to the Kanim. The Pasuk only says a soda. And here, they're not called the soda, it's called Yilonis. What we just said before, Hegdish Ilonis, somebody was makdish trees, so when you go to redeem it, you have to redeem it with its value. My friend Gemara, you want to say it's Hegdish, Agav, the ground itself, and therefore, you should be able to repoider it with the Cheshbon of the Karka, 50 Shkolim. Maybe you tell me, no, Ilonis Agdish Ayamayatish, the guy only said to makdish the trees. So maybe you only meant to makdish the trees, not the ground. So Moshe says, no, it's not true. V'yami Nador, Nador, he says, man de mazvon ledik l'chav, whoever sells this palm tree to his friend, is koni le mishifu l'viyat haim. He means to sell it to him from the palm tree all the way down to the time, is all the ground underneath it also. So who didn't say it should be makdish also? You mean to be makdish the whole thing. So why do we say you can't do it with the 50 shkolim? It's karka. So Moshe says, no, mitma lo. Didn't we learn on this? Debor mach mitaina. That's what we sell. If you sell the tree, you need to sell the ground underneath. That's only because with the taina, Rashi says, shetona shisko lo shem karka. That the one that bought the tree says, clearly to Bezdin, when I bought it, we spoke out, and the Moshe told me, selling me, even the ground also. Then you have right to keep the ground. But if you don't have a taina, when you stand makdish it, you only mean to be makdish just the tree itself and not the karka underneath it. But then the Mishnah says, well, it's the mikneis and shav, that's a kind of karma, that a karka that you bought, when you makdish it, you don't have the kula 50, you have to go boss with value. Torah Rabban, the Pasuk says, b'michsaf, says b'michsaf, Rashi says, minyan domo dayna shav, it says michsaf is the exact amount, how much it's worth. So ma bolla, what's the Pasuk come teach us? The fish name, because since the Pasuk says, Zera choy nesor mechemishim shechel kesev, Pasuk says, what a cooler that you could redeem a field that you plant a choy nesor with 50 shkolim. Yoch, I would have thought to say, Aste miknekein, even a field that you bought, and now you makdish it the same thing, and this time, no, no, mixer. The Pasuk says, mixer, that this type of field you have to redeem according to its value, the exact amount. That's the Tanakhama. Reb Lezer Emino, Reb Lezer says, Nemakan v'chishet, says over here by Stei Achuza v'chishev, the Nemal Ala v'chishev says by Stei Mikne v'chishev. So Mal Ala and Dov Kotsev, Av Kam Dov Kotsev, there it says 50 shkolim. So also Stei Mikne also is Chemishim shkolim. That's Reb Lezer Shita. That is Zerushova v'chishev v'chishev, even Stei Mikne also has Chemishim shkolim. Now Ibono, I have a question like this. Rabbon, what's John Rabbon when they say Stei Mikne cannot be paid with 50? Here's the pshat, isn't Gzeira Shava, they hold from Gzeira Shava. Just, they use this Gzeira Shava to say the Chaimish. But just like the Chaimish applies to Stei Achuzo, it applies to Stei Mikta also. But do we maybe know, less like Zerah Shavuot, less like Chaimish, they don't hold from the Zerah Shavuot together, and there's no Din Chaimish. Rashi says, Chaimish be Stei Achuzo, or the Makdish Bayis, the Pashas, the Chukosah, the Chaimish to Beimad Yitz, and the Chaimish to Beimad Yitz, and the Chaimish Right. But by staying the Chuzah, it says Pili Yechoimish. By staying Mikta doesn't say, that's the Chash, according to Rabbanim, that they hold the Gzera Shavuot, could that call upon them staying Mikna needs a Chaimish? Or maybe they don't hold the Gzera Shavuot together. And maybe even the staying Mikna does not need a Chaimish either. On my Rabbi says, Mistab, the Svar should be, less than Gzera Shavuot. The Svar should be, they do not hold from the Gzera Shavuot together. Why? Since the Torah says to pay back the fifth by a Stei Achuzo, the Gavi Makdish Beisai, and also says if you Makdish your house, is so heavily next to it, like two psukim, not blank yechod. And the cloud usually is, before she takes on blank yechod, I'm Milan, you can learn out from this. So the Gemara still, Lamandi or Milan, you could learn out, so maybe learn out all over. No, me Golo Rachmona Chemish by Maisa Beima, Teiro, with Aima Temeya, it says also by Maisa Beima also says there, that you have to be Moshe B'Chaymish. Rashi, the Makdish Bais, Bais HaPashur, who goes B'Chaymish, to Beima Temeya, with Makdish Beima Temeya, Teiro, or Maisa Sheinu Nam Yosem Siv. There's a few other times you have to go back to Chaymish. If so, heavily too, but like a lot of places, and if everybody agrees, Reim Melamdim. So what it's wrong to say, that according to Chaymish, you don't have to do this Gzera Shavah, and therefore you don't have to pay a Chaymish by the Stein Mikna. Versus Tanika was being approved to Rava. Tanika was the Rava. The Lamed time, not according to his time, the Tanika went like this. The Michsas Erkecho said the exact amount of the Erkin is the occasion across the Erkin. The Pasuk says the Stei Mikta is like Erkin. My Erkin ain't Mesuch, there's no Din Chaimish. As Stei Mikta ain't Mesuch, there's no Din Chaimish by Stei Mikna. If you clearly call the Chomim, there's no Din Chaimish by Stei Mikna. There's no din chamishim shkolim by Stei Mikna. Who then is no din chamish by Stei Mikna? So the same aloch like Rebbe, just not according to his town. Now the Mishnah says, the shor hamuad shemis as eved. Your shor hamuad kills another eved kenani. So also the hakol achmir kate said, echad shemis as hanosh b'vod. Let's say your shor killed a very nice and expensive eved. The yesa kresher. Let's say your shor killed an ugly, an inexpensive avodim. No same shleshim seller, no matter how much it is, you have to pay shleshim seller. And the dover cuts this, so sometimes the kula, sometimes the chumra. Hamas ben chalatzi Yeshua kills a regular person ben chayrin, then no same shod, and you have to pay the main nizik, and you have to pay the value of the nizik. What's going to be chovel zeb zeb, let's say the shor hits the yodim and the odim hits the shor, so no same nezik shalom, you have to pay nezik shalom, a muad has to pay nezik shalom. Here there's no din of shleshim, but you have to pay nezek shalom. Yeah. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. The Gemara says the muad. The Mishnah sounds us about a muad in, but the tam lo don't talk about a tam. Rashi says aseif akoi. That's only he says chovel bezer bezer, where a shor hit was chovel did damage to a person. So mashmoni a muad has to pay nezek shalom, and not a tam. So when it says it's so, Lema, let's say, Mephthis, Mekha, Kiva, Mishnah, Mekha, Kiva. That now we're going to have Kiva, Lema. Ask Tom, Shechov, the other, now Kiva, let's know, when does a Tom pay Chatsi Nezek? If a Tom hits another show, but if a Tom hits another, he owes Mishalim, Mois, and Nezek Shalom. In the case, we let's say the Odom did damage to the Tom, and the Tom did damage to the Odom. So if the show did more damage to the Odom than the Odom did to him back then, that's called the Moiser. Which the more damage that he did, he has to pay a nezek shalom. So the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. Smoah says no. Filu tam if you want the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Akiva. Who are din yilud that filu tam? The same for the Mishnah we're talking about tam also. When the tam hits another, he has to pay a nezek shalom. But why did the kabbalah limit the sefer? Since the one for the sefer it means the ratio of the Mishnah, means the ratio of the sefer means that hey miss evet, miss the sefer, hey miss evet, hey miss ben chayrim. This halach only applies to muid, not to a tam. The heinous muid, then the ratio of the Mishnah is when the shor hamuid shemus hasevet, or else when he hits it, or else when he, yeah. And that halacha, that only applies to muid.
that you have to play in Kaif Yuchis Olos. That's what the Mishnah says, Amuad. Then finally, the safe of the Mishnah, where the Shor hid an Adam, that could actually be talking about even a Tam also. Now the Mishnah says, Boinus of a Mephat, the same thing, Hokul Hachmer. If a man is Manas and Nara, a girl, or else he talks her into it, he has to pay 50 shkolim to the father. The same thing, it's Kula and Nechumra. Kate said, Echot Shonus of Pitius Gdebel Shabakuna, whether you're Mephati, you talked her into, you Manas, you forced her, a very hush of a girl of Kuna, so it's not much, it's worth a lot of damage you did to her. The Echot Akhtana Shabisol, it's from simple Akhtana of a Yisrael. So the Akhtana says, Nesan Chamishim Sloyim, you have to pay the exact amount of Chamishim Sloyim. But the Aboshis of the Gram, how much embarrassment you gave, how much you made it worth less, that no, that Akhtana Fiyam Avai from his Daish. That depends on how much embarrassment you gave them, according to the person that gave it, and the person that received it. That the Torah says above a cost of 50 shkolim, that's only for the diya, for living with her, but not for the damage of the boishes and the begam. Now the Gemara says, why am I? Eino, why don't I say, chamishim shlem am rachmona mikomili? The Torah says, if you manage the girl, you have to pay 50 shkolim to the father. Maybe that's it, that's included in the boishes and begam also. Amar Rab Zeira, no. Yoma doesn't make sense. A person will say then, bo ba'am lochem, if you live with the daughter of a king, you only have to pay chamishim. Bo ba'at said, yet this chamishim, you live with a regular, simple person, also only a simple girl, also 50, the chuli gave her much more embarrassment. So what kind of slur is that to only have to pay 50? Somewhere by your bias said back, why not? The yachi yisal grabi yevet, the same thing by nevet also nami. Yoimru, say, evet, neke magoz, the evet, nevet, if your shore kills nevet, the ramish are cleaning diamonds. You only have to pay shleshim, and never does some ma'isamach, and never is only doing some weaving. Also, shleshim doesn't make sense. And what you have to say, that's the gzeras kasef. So maybe you also have the gzeras kasef to pay 50 shkolim, no matter how much for the boishes and the gam also.